Mom's Movement Radio. Mom's Movement Radio. Welcome to Mom's Movement Radio Show. I'm your host, Janae Eisenstrauss. I would love to thank all of you for tuning in today and listening to our show. As always, I will be speaking to moms all over the world about their business, love, and lifestyle, bringing you inspiration, motivation, by always aspiring to keep you informed, inspired, and incredibly successful. We have a great show planned for all of you today. When we return, we're going to be talking about why are dads strong, and we have a bit of a surprise. It's a little bit of a switch up today at Moms Movement. It's not just going to be moms, there's going to be dads also. Are you a woman who is serious about starting an online business that will allow you to create sustainable wealth and growth? Well, we've done the research. Let us introduce you to some of the best business professionals that have researched numerous business concepts and provide you with great free advice for developing a sustainable business online. Visit us at womensbusinesssourceonline.com. As I stated before the break, today's topic is about why dads matter. I came across an article written by Father John Flynn, and in the article he states, children need more than ever the presence and guidance of fathers in family life. Father John begins referencing a few collection of essays, and a significant body of scientific research clearly documents the vital role a father plays in the formative years of a child's life. The book is titled, Why Father Counts: The Importance of Fathers and Their Involvement with Children. The editors and authors of the first chapter set the tone for the book with an overview of arguments regarding the importance of fathers for children. The presence of a father has a positive impact in many ways, they note, as children with fathers have fewer behavioral problems, obtain better academic results, and are economically better off. The editors also stressed that they do not in any way wish to minimize the contribution made by mothers to family life. In fact, they stated both parents count, fathers and mothers. Nevertheless, as statistics amply confirm, there has been a marked increase in fatherless families in recent decades, hence the book's concentration on fathers. Rob Palkovitz, a professor at the University of Delaware, wrote a chapter and he talked about men's transition to fatherhood, how men can become fathers in a biological sense, he noted, and yet not always make the psychological and behavioral adjustments needed to embrace the role of fathering. Being a father, Palkovitz explained, it carries a different type of responsibility to that of a husband and requires an additional commitment. He goes on further to say that the changes will affect a man's choices, behavior, and priorities in everyday life. This takes time, and fathering is a role that men gradually grow into. The transitions that he sees into fatherhood is a monumental turning point in a man's life. If men are willing to undertake this relationship with their children, it is among the greatest changes in a man's life and development as a person. Later in the book, they go on to discuss the marriage factor. The book outlines the relationship between spouses and its impact on fathers, was examined in a chapter by University of Arkansas professor H. Wallace Goddard. Now, Goddard stresses to the point of being argumentative that when couples have a strong relationship, they can use their differences to complement each other and draw on each other's strengths. And there's a much more likelihood that both mother and father will be good parents. He also noted that in many ways, the contemporary dating culture does little to prepare future couples for the commitment needed to nurture and protect a marriage, a culture that overemphasizes romance and quick fixes. He pointed out does little to prepare couples for the inevitable difficult periods that every marriage goes through. Brotherson also did more research and examined what he termed connectedness in a relationship between fathers and children. This connecting involves the building of a bond over time that is more than just the love a parent has for a child, but also the degree in which a child perceives this love and acceptance. Connectedness, he also goes on to add, is developed in the details of loving another person and the trust and closeness that develops in the relationship. He also, and as well as the other gentlemen that were researching, you know, they cited from different family resources that the more connection a child feels, with his parents, the more likely he or she is to trust others and enjoy stable relationships with peers and adults outside of the home. A close-knit family relationship is more effective in protecting children from problems such as depression, suicide, precocious sexual activity, or drug use. The final part of the chapter suggests that fathers on how they can connect with their children. He recommended playing together with children and also helping them in their education, being available to comfort them in their times of need, expressing affection, and a shared spiritual activity such as praying together were among other points mentioned. Lastly, yet the most important part is a father's love. Sean Christensen and Jeffrey Stuve wrote about the importance of a father's love for their children. The majority of social science research, they said, maintained and does not recognize sufficiently the bond parents form with children in their loving and caring for them. Not only is there little mention of love in family theory, but many contemporary theories focus on self-interest. A father's love for his children is often expressed in the sacrifices they make, whether in times of crisis or just in everyday choices of life. Obviously, some fathers fail to take responsibility for their children, and both men acknowledge in the last section of the book that at the same time, however, many do not cooperate with their wives in raising the children. Most research in this area has been done on fathers of younger children, and it has shown that fathers are indeed capable of being sensitive to children's needs and can show them affection. Defining fatherly love is not easy, they both noted. One way to do so is to demonstrate the way in which a father is present in the child's life, helping out in physical, emotional, and social and spiritual needs. The sharing of time, activities, conversation, and self means a constant support that children perceive as being enduring in their lives. I have spoken to many men and women about the importance that their parents played in their lives, especially their dads. Interestingly, many of them who did grow up in a dual-parent household felt almost the same effects of those that did grow up in a singular household. I found this perplexing. However, the consistent consensus was regarding the father, the common statement being, although my dad was living with us, he was not present. I lived in both a dual and singular home until I was 15. My dad left at that time, and I found that I felt the same way as those that I mentioned above. My dad was good at providing the necessary resources, according to the Ketubah, such as food, shelter, and clothing. Now, I'm not trying to be humorous or single out any particular community, because this problem extends far beyond race, creed, and religion. However, I don't know if many are aware we have a growing epidemic of men and women who cannot have healthy relationships. Right now, in North America, there are more single people, not by choice, for most of them, than there are married people. My question is, what happened? Why can't we have healthy relationships? Well, there are many factors, yet, that stem from the relations that we had with our parents. And for those that believe in transgenerational existence, what happened before when your mother was in her mother's womb, realizing you were present then? How do we strive to get the healing we need? I want you to think about that while listening to the upcoming show. Now, let's get started. On today's show, we have Troopas. They are a conscious hip-hop group located here in Toronto that consists of men and one woman. When we return, we will have a nice little talk with Troopas about their business, love, and lifestyle. Life Masters Now Success Coaching was designed to provide you with the necessary resources for you to master your life right now. We can show you how to make transformational changes in your life and business. Let us teach you how to move forward in progression, prosperity, and power. Visit us at lifemastersnow.com. And we're back, and I'm so excited to introduce our guest today. Troopas is a local hip-hop group here in Toronto. Hello, guys. How are you?
We're here. How are you?
Good evening.
We are great.
We're here.
Good, good. So why don't each one of you introduce yourself?
My name is Boozy, and definitely it's a pleasure being on the air with you. You know, just want to say a big shout out to Women's Movement Radio Network for having Troopas. Boozy.
Yes, this is Akiem, a.k.a. Ak the MC, you know what I'm saying, of the crew True P-A-Z. Yeah, it's just an honor to be here and, you know, be here for the night and we get to hang out.
Hey, good evening. This is your girl Jackie Lou. We're just here, ready to talk, ready to share, have a moment.
That's awesome, guys. I'm so glad we all connected, and I'm so glad that you guys have decided to be on the show. So, let's talk. Let's talk about how True Paths came together and what True Paths stands for.
Okay, well, Troopers stands for True to the Game Without a Pause, which ironically is the name of the forthcoming album on November 13th, you know, so it's going to be out very soon. And that's the meaning of the name in a nutshell, True to the Game Without a Pause. How we met, I mean, this is, how do we make the long story short? We've all known each other for a very, very long time, starting with myself and DJ Unknown and another brother of ours that founded the whole movement named Rasun. We've all known each other for almost, I mean, I've known Unknown since I was probably about 7 years old.
Wow.
So it's been a long time, and I've known Rasun, that brother who's still around us every day, probably for at least, like, way, way, way back. I mean, I don't want to say the years because, you know, then it makes us look like we date ourselves. So it's been a while, you know what I mean? And we came together on a musical level eventually and put out a first album way back, almost 10 years now, in the year 2000. I know myself and another brother named Crazy. And that was our evolution. And at that point in time, it's like we already knew that our music was going to be one of statements and one of just how we see life. You know, we didn't sugarcoat anything from then, and we haven't changed that. Now, what happened is we went on tour. Our first cross-Canadian tour was myself and Crazy doing the album, and we had someone by the name of Boozy with us. And Boozy was with us on the road, you know, and then a magical moment happened when we were touring Canada for the first time that opened our eyes, that my eyes especially, because, you know, it's funny. You have people around you all the time, and they're your family, because, once again, like, I've known Boozy for a very, very long time, and we always been hanging out. But then on stage one night, he just hit me, and I let him give the tale because he's right here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, definitely, Troopers, like Akim said, has always been family, but I assimilated myself with the group immediately because I respected what Troopers stood for, right? Which is message music. So basically, our vibe is always on a level of social documentaries and, you know, just dealing with issues that are political, are bringing message in the music. Because within the music industry, what we've always tried to do is strike a balance. You know, there's party music, there's get down music, there's gangster street music. And definitely we stick to the core, which is the social element and the upliftment of everyone's mind state.
Yep.
While we're on that tour, I had scribbled down a little track called, I think it was Babylon Is Fallen, and I did it in a cappella back then.
Yeah.
And
yep.
You know,
yeah.
It got a lot of let's say just reviews and encores, etc.
He's being humble, you know, like there was days back in when there was basement parties and people would beat on furnaces and make a lot of noise.
Yep.
You can picture a whole club doing that. That's what happened. It went nuts. It was crazy.
It's crazy.
And just not to have the word Babylon as being cliched, but in essence, it's a mind state, a poisonous mind state where the positive side of life is sometimes suppressed. So we wanted to kind of enact and enlighten everyone to be accountable for themselves and their actions. And ironically, one of the tracks on this new album is also called Account for Yourself. But that has always been a driving core in Troopers. We had that track out. That tour was also on the album State of Emergency.
That's the second one. The second
so
tour.
So we've actually had four studio albums now. So Troopers
yeah.
has been around and has always stick to the core, you know, which is what True to the Game Without a Pause, we feel is so suitable for the forthcoming album here on November 13th.
Yeah, so what happened there is, like, you know, then we as Boozy was mentioning, State of Emergency. That was the next album that followed up, when we went straight into State of Emergency, and that's when we let it all out. That was the combination of Boozy, myself, DJ Unknown, coming together musically and we created a real, that's just, you know, that's one of my favorite albums. It's just a masterpiece album. We were up in The Source with that album. We were one of the few people from Canada getting love in The Source magazine. That was like 2005, 2006. You know, we had a bunch of videos off that record, and we did really well letting people know what was up. And, you know, it's just the development kept happening. We went on a second tour across Canada, started incorporating some work with people in the States and getting out there in different markets. And then we went through and we did Concrete Kings a couple years later, which included like Hotel Hell, which had us nominated for Best Rap Video of the Year on Much Music. That was like 2008, I believe. And then, you know, what happened in the process of this album, like Troopers, we were with a band for like about a year and a half, just working with, doing shows and whatnot. And then we took some time off and we decided to write again. And in that process, Jackie Lou came to us, you know what I'm saying? And you know, that's a story now. I'll let you know how that goes.
So Jackie, how'd you come into the group, babe?
So, you know, I don't know. It was, you know, I tell you how we met. Boozy and I were doing something for a mutual friend that we had, and Boozy and I didn't know each other, and I went and I laid down my piece, and he was there, and, you know, he said, you know, we're working with a band, I'm in this group, you know, and this is what we do, you want to come and sing some background? I'm like, sure, but, you know, he could tell you what he was thinking out of the blue, I don't know.
Well, I mean, when I heard Jackie Lou singing, you know, definitely right away, I respect talent, and I knew she was an excellent singer from jump, and she was also a very keen, down-to-earth person when I met her, so I definitely had a connection and vibe with that, with her sister immediately, and so I found it as an integral part to keep her close, you know what I mean? And just from that, we blossomed into having her now as a part of the group, and I think it says a lot for Troopers as a group in a sense, and I don't think it could be even be more appropriate now that we're actually in the women's movement right
in
the
world. I knew the couple would come ahead one day.
It's interesting because one of the things is that I spoke with Jackie Lou and I spoke to Kim and Boozy, now I'm meeting you, and I was saying to Jackie Lou, you know, today that there's obviously, even in the industry of business, you know, men and women working together and getting along and having collaborative efforts. And here we see the three of you are together in a group and, you know, men working with, collaborating with women. So how has this effort been? Obviously, it seems like it's going well, but what's the dynamic on how the three of you have been working together?
It's been natural. You know what I mean? Men and women work together naturally. It's like a natural fit. Once you take away the reins of what society might put into some people's heads between differences of men and women and roles and whatnot, once you strip that all away and you deal with people as people, working becomes easy once you understand who you're working with. And that's just where we're at. Like, you know, we have enough development amongst ourselves as a unit to understand everybody for our differences and similarities, so it makes it very easy to work with. I mean, you know, I can't even begin to explain, like, when I came into, like, Jackie's presence and we met the first night, it was crazy. The first night I picked her up to go practice and I never met her before, and then we had a conversation and I felt like I knew her forever.
Yep.
Like, we were like, it was just like that.
Jackie, you seem to have that effect on people, eh?
Yeah, I've been hearing that. I don't know what to say. I don't know.
On a collaborative tip, though, she does have the skills, the work ethics, And she matches well with Troopers, you know, and all I can see is growth for the future. And who knows, maybe one day Jackie will be so huge, she's like, just blow up and, you know.
Blow up, Shuei. You hear that, Bo? Blow up, Shuei. I'm a little famous right now, but, you know, the sister could, you know, evolve.
She might remember us. We don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see
my
what happens.
Family. You know, working with men. I don't have any big brothers. I always wanted big brothers. I'm the oldest of 10. And I always wanted big brothers. And, you know, that's what it's like for me. Like, it's family. It's all good. They're not women. You know, they're manly men. They're men. They're not what you call a metrosexual men. So we're not, like, shopping together and going to get pedicures together at all, you know. So... But it's like, you know, Kim said, it's an easy fit to just, you know, it's workable. It could work, you know. I don't know how, but just does.
Well, I'm glad that it does, because obviously that leads me to the next part. Let's talk about the music, okay? Kim, I think originally you're the one that hit me up about doing the show, and you allowed me to listen to a track. And let's talk about this higher level of consciousness that you guys are trying to bring awareness to. Because the song that you sent to me really talked about the family dynamic. Let's talk about that.
Well, the song I sent you at first was the lead track off this forthcoming album called Like Father, Like Son, which is a track dear to all of us because, you know, it's self-explanatory in the title of what it's about. But our vision of taking it was to show a dynamic that, you know what, there's fathers out here and there's fathers that deserve to get credit for what they do in the sense of just do your job, do what you're supposed to do. For so long, we've been beaten down on the dads who are not around and forgetting about the ones who are around.
Exactly. So
we, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of reasons, and it'd be a very long conversation to get the details and the breakdowns to make it very clear as to why we have those issues today. So leaving that alone and just realizing where we're at a position where we do have men that understand their responsibilities and take care of their kids and put them first. And, you know, that's what we wanted to put in the song, and especially for us to let our own kids know, you know, eventually if there was any doubt, they can always go back and listen to this song and be like, oh yeah, that's what Dad was saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was that's how we built that song. But as Boozy was saying earlier, we themed ourselves a long time ago, and we came up with a phrase after State of Emergency called message music. And that's just how it's the easiest way to describe what we do. We put a message in everything. It's reality based. I mean, we're going to talk about a lot of things. We have some songs that might be over some people's heads. And then we have some songs that are about things that everybody can relate to, like whether it be love, relationships, death, growing up, you know what I'm saying? Like all types of things. But whatever we do, we want to put a message into it so everyone can understand and hopefully relate to what we're saying. And then it brings us together to a point where everybody can conversate and grow on their own. You know what I mean? That's a small little clip of what we're trying to accomplish, is bring everybody together through music.
Well, and I also think, for Akim, you and I spoke, and I know that you have children. Do the rest of, like, Boozy and Jackie Lou, do you both have kids as well?
Yeah, we do.
I have a son, I have a daughter.
Exactly, and it's just about, you know, creating music that we all feel proud about and dignified, and anything that we do, especially as parents, just knowing that our kids are watching us and they are listening, and
that's
we're
great.
Setting that example, right? So, and I think that it's important that we, even in whether in business or any of the creative venues that we do outside of our everyday living, it should be a reflection of who we are, because at the end of the day, our kids are looking up to us.
That's right. And I mean, just to add on to what Akim was saying, it seems as if the balance within society oftentimes weigh heavily on mothers. We all know mothers definitely are the foundation of our society, right? And children in general tend to connect easily with mothers because, of course, they spend the 9 months to bring that child into this world.
Ten months
in this world.
Right.
Okay. Thank you for correcting me.
No problem. I was there. It was okay.
So from that end, like, men in general should also understand the importance of the need to make sure the support system is always there. And so, yes, we wanna strengthen spiritually and socially the men who do the job, but we also want to show the awareness and how important it is to have a support structure for women just the same, especially when it comes to the family. That is so important in today's society, where all these different illusions and interferences are within our daily lives, that it just bombards us from posters, medias, like, you know what I mean? It's so hard for one person to actually do it.
Yeah, and it's kind of the in thing, too, because I listen to females speak, and it's the in thing, and they're proud to say, I don't need no man, I can raise my kids on my own. It's like a banner that they wave, and it's absolutely ridiculous. So, you know, it's they would take a situation. I've seen, you know, some women will take a situation with a father who loves his kids, takes care of his kids, and make it impossible for him to have a relationship with his children out of spite. And this song, you know, speaks to how great it can be and what it's supposed to be like, you know. And so hopefully, you know, it's fathers and sons, but I hope a lot of women listen to it and internalize it. And maybe, you know, if they're doing or saying things against the father of the child, maybe, you know, they can see that it's not the right way.
Well, I think also, too, women need to realize, the women that do behave like that, is this man was a man that you chose, the operative word being chose, to, if you were married, to share your life with, to have as a life partner, and chose for this person to be the father of your child. Regardless of whatever happened in that relationship, there still has to be a level of respect that is given, because your child is half of that person.
That's right.
So when you are rejecting that person, or speaking or disparaging that person, you're talking against your child.
Yeah, and the child internalizes that, and then they take on even more so the characteristics of, or they go to the extreme opposite. And either way, it's very unhealthy. So, you know, women out there, if you have women in your life, these young girls in your life, and you hear them waving that ignorant ass banner, talk about, I don't need no man doing that for me, I can do it by myself, I'm a strong woman, I can raise my kids, slap them in their face, because that don't even make no damn sense.
And you know what, it's true, because, but just to bring it back to what you guys were saying, men, we don't give enough props to the men that are staying around, that are helping their kids, and are taking care of their children. I have to say, like, my ex is very involved with his children, and I am truly thankful for that. And I think that men that love their children, want to be a part of their children's life, who is anybody to come between that, or to try to bridge or to try to create division between a child and their parent? That person, meanwhile, yes, us as mothers, we are the ones that carry the child, but doesn't mean that the fathers are any less important than us. Hence why I find we have a generation of men and women that are not operating in cohesion, because none of us have had, for the fathers that have not been around, a lot of women, especially in certain communities, can't have relationships. They don't know how, because they've never seen an example. They don't know how to trust a man, right? They don't know how to trust a man. And then also, there are men also that don't have examples of what it's like to be a man, because they've never seen it. So how do you expect for a community of men and women to come together and bring health and family and foundation to children?
Well,
it's an interesting question you bring up, because really the answer is in the root of the problem.
Exactly.
That problem is very systematic, whether people like to accept it or not.
Exactly.
Because most people, and it's unfortunate, don't really think for themselves, and we're not in a thinking society anymore. It's becoming lazier and lazier. So images from all sources, and especially environments, being the people that people hang around and they involve themselves with, are major influences in other people's development. And when you have, basically, we've all known and experienced that our children, typically, especially in our community, come from young parents. My parents included. My parents had me when they were young. Regardless of being married, they were young. You know what I'm saying? Both of them were in their teens. So it's a environment that we've all been raised in. But the problem is when you see there's a division and it's given to you where they're taking away the power from the man specifically and shifting things to, like Jackie was talking about. See, you have this thing that came out as this independent woman. And everybody, all the women for a minute was like, oh, I'm Miss Independent. And you have people singing to them, oh, I like you, Miss Independent. And the girls were saying, hey, I'm independent woman. And you had anthems for this stuff. When you drill that stuff in the head, you got to realize that you can't be independent and be on a team.
Well,
you know what I mean? And relationship and raising a child is a team game. You need both parts. And you have to be dependent on the other teammate. So when you have that independency and you have this kind of jarring into the people's heads and into their psyche and they don't even know it, you have problems.
We have a lot of problems in our society about with that, Akin, and I'm glad that you brought up that point, because our society right now, it's about emasculating men. It's about women are now saying, and blatantly saying, men are obsolete. That we can do it all by ourselves. We don't even need a man. The only thing, and I've actually heard women go as far to say, is that we only need men for sex, because what purpose do they serve? And I just sit there and I'm baffled by this, because this is really where our society is right now, because they just, so many women are not looking, at the end of the day, regardless of our conditioning, we have to become conscious enough that to know that we hold the power. So if any of us, whether we've had parents around or not parents around, or we've been in bad relationships or whatever, we can't hold on to that stuff, because that has nothing to do with the other person. We have the power of choice in a lot of the things that are going on. And we, at the end of the day, have to be accountable for what we allow into our life, the types of relationships that we have, and all of the above. But it lends back to what you were saying about we're just not in a thinking society.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. I was talking to some friends of mine. I was having a conversation in Africa. I went a couple of years ago, and the perception of foreigners, we'll call them for namesake, of Americans, and when I say Americans, I mean North Americans.
Yeah.
Right, it's very interesting, right, to sit down and actually listen to what they think. And they said, you know, I don't understand all these, you know, the way these women behave in America, and the way some of these men behave, and they all blame it on their parents. Oh, I didn't have a father, or I didn't have a mother, so I didn't know. They said, why don't they just stop doing it? It's dumb. Like, even if you didn't have a father or mother, you're an adult now. You have to know right from wrong.
Right.
And it is very true. People use that as a crutch now, because in this society, everything is a disease and no one has to take responsibility for their acts. Okay, so your mama was a crack hoe and your daddy used to whoop your ass. Okay, so now what are we going to do? Are we going to perpetuate it, or are you going to see that it caused a problem for you, caused a problem for your children? Maybe now you could change it for your grandchildren, or are we just going to wallow in the nonsense?
Well, this is exactly it. And we live in a society, compared to the rest of the world, we live in a society where we actually have products of men and women that have come from horrible situations, that have pulled themselves up out of the ranks of these situations and have made conscious decisions to go forth in a positive direction. That's what I'm coming back to, the power of choice. Like, it's interesting, because I've spoken to you guys today, but previously on the Women's Movement radio show, I had a lady on today that I spoke to in Australia who is a walking paraplegic, made a conscious decision. She was a professional athlete. She was paralyzed. She still can't feel anything from the leg, from the waist down, and is walking. You have the power of choice. What do we know about life? It always, the universe constantly tells us to choose life. We have that choice.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, guys, I want to talk about, let's bring it back to the music. We're talking about all the consciousness and all of that stuff. So the album's dropping in 2 weeks from now. How are you guys feeling about that?
I'm so excited. It's exciting for me, because this is my first, you know, album-ish you know, and like, you know, it's a baby. It's like, you know, it's like I get to give birth without all the drugs and pain. And I'm really excited. It's fun.
The album coming out for me is definitely a great moment for me. You know, we've spent a lot of time putting together each song on this album, and each song has its own unique message, own unique vibe. We've grown a lot since the inception of Troopers. So on this album, you've seen a growth in not just writing skills, but lyrical creativity, as well as from DJ Unknown's side, how he's mastered his ability to produce some of the best beats out there, period. Troopers has also grown stronger, not just from a musical side, but in regards to our current beliefs and the urgency that we think message music needs to be aired globally. So definitely going forward right now, we're just more than excited to get this album out there, get people listening to it, sharing the message, and making the positive vibration grow.
Personally, to add on to that, I think this album is just coming at the right time. You know what I mean? Like, for us, I mean, I love mathematics, you know, and it's 11/13 is when this is going to drop, and anybody who's into their numbers can draw that up and take it from there.
Yeah.
But it's all mathematical as us coming together. There's a sound that we've achieved now. It's like it's been born, you know what I mean? State of emergency, it was there. It was like it was incubating. Concrete Kings, it was almost ready. Now it's at a level where it's just, it is what it is. It's a sound that's unique to us. It always has been, but now it's ready. You know what I mean? And you have the lyrical content, the musical content, the elements. There's energy. There's, you know, there's a different way of approaching music that we took in this whole record. So I'm really excited just to see how people respond to it. And to see if our work transcends and it reaches the people in the way that we would like to see them catch it. That's my excitement level, is just to see what happens when people listen to it. And so far, there's been very, very few people we've let hear the album. And I can't even think of, like, there's nothing bad to say. Everybody's response has been crazy. Like, everybody has 4 or 5 different songs that they like the best. And it's always different from the other person, which means to me, we accomplished something. We were able to touch something to everybody on a different level. And for me, I'm very, very proud of that.
Well, guys, I want to tell you, thank you so much for being on our show today. Any last words of advice that you want to tell for people that, to inspire the people about following their dreams? Because all of you are following your dreams, so...
Definitely. First of all, it takes vision to achieve anything. And so basically, vision is synonymous with your dreams. Your dreams are your aspirations that has always been with you, your passions. So I know a lot of times just being able to survive in society, a lot of times it dwindles your dreams. But when we start losing our dreams, that's when we start losing our passion. And our passion is a key element to our ability to find happiness in life. We don't want to go through feeling like we're sleeping human beings. We want to be energetic, vibrant. Always follow your dreams. Know the power of choice, as you were saying before, and be accountable for your actions.
I'd like to add on to that and say this. Don't let go of your dreams because there's no time. You know, if you don't put time as a constraint on your dreams. If it's something you really want, go for it, and eventually you will get it. You know, it might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, it might be 10 years from now. Whatever it is, if you stick to it, you're going to get it. Just have faith in what it is you're going to do. You know what I mean?
That was deep. I ain't got nothing so deep to say. I mean, I've hit my capacity for the day. You know, if you find that, you think about it every day. And if you find that that's the only thing that makes you happy when you need to fantasize to get out of your real world, then you might want to do that. Just a thought. That's it.
Well, thank you all for being on the show, Jackie Lou, Boozy, Akim. Thank you so much for being on Mom's Movement Radio Show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
Women's Movement Radio Show on Tuesday nights at 9:30 p.m. with me, your host, Janae Azenstrauss, where we will talk to women all around the world about business, love, and lifestyle. Join us and be a part of a movement of women who are changing their lives by force. I am so thankful we had the wonderful opportunity to speak with Trupas today. Here is a group that has decided to bring forth a message of union amongst men and women, family, and awareness. I really enjoyed our conversation today. We spoke about so many topics regarding all of us having the power of choice. In my life, this seems to be the resounding gong echoing in my present daily background. Meanwhile, there are many factors that we can all talk about regarding our past and how if our parents were nicer and if our parents did this differently. But the reality is many of our parents were once just like us, learning, striving to be better beyond their current state. Realize they deserve mercy for the learning stepping stones they've come up against. Also, we should be operating in a current present state, realizing we have the power of choice over our actions now. No more pointing fingers or playing the blame game. Listen, raising children is not an easy task, whether dual or singular. However, team is always more effective and efficient than that of singular, especially in the parental aspect. Before I leave you this week, I wanted to share a poem with all of you by Crystal Hernandez. It's called My Hero Best Friend, My Daddy. My daddy looks tough as nails and hard as metal. But the truth is, easy to tell. He's sweet and loving, and can always understand me. Patient he is, and he always makes a big difference in my everyday life, always managing to put a smile on my face, even when his days aren't so good. My daddy is my hero. He is my best friend, who I can always trust. And I don't have to worry about being misjudged. He is my daddy, and above everybody, he is who makes me feel very happy. The truth is, I love my daddy. The author Crystal, before posting the poem, posts a dedication to her dad, and it says, I dedicate this poem to my daddy, who has never hurt me, always respected me and understands me, never has told on me, and is always close to save me. The truth is, I doubt there is a better daddy than mine. He is one of a kind. I love it. I love it because there are children like Crystal and men and women out there that get to experience the feeling and the importance of dads in their lives. Many of us will never know this feeling, at least not in this lifetime. I am privileged that my ex-husband loves his children more than his own life and is dedicated to them every day. I may not have that in my own father, but at least my children have the security of having known this feeling. To all the women out there that have husbands, ex-husbands, boyfriends, or whatever your family dynamic may be, and if there is a man that wants to be father to your children, let him. Don't let a broken relationship between you and that man interfere with his ability to be a father to his children. Admire him for that. There are many who know their children and are not present and walk away and never look back. And then you are left being mommy and daddy. Why not let daddy be daddy for once? I want to thank all of you for listening to Mom's Movement Radio Show today. I'm your host, Janae Azenstrauss. Join me here on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, never forget, live to aspire, strive to empower. Join to unite.
Whatever you want or need, you've got the best of me. Unconditional love, like father, like son. Believe and you'll achieve whatever you wanna be, even against all odds, like father, like son. Ooh, 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 ah. Like father, like son. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
daughter broke and you came straight ripping out the frame. I gave you your name, witnessing a miracle, cutting the umbilical. The first time I heard my child cry, it was spiritual. Love unconditional, a father and a friend. Now before you be a father, yo, gotta be a man. So in retrospect, God had a plan. Now I recall the footprints in the sand, the voice in the wind, my newfound direction. And your birth was my resurrection, and your flaws were my imperfections. Till you paint the man in the mirror with perfection. So I'ma love it till I can't breathe, cause my life is to manifest your dreams. And on my last days, promise me you won't grieve, cause we eternally connected, I never leave. Whatever you want or need, you've got the best of me. Unconditional love, like father, like son. Believe and you'll achieve whatever you wanna be, even against all odds, like father, like son. Ooh, 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 ah. Like father, like son.
Talk to him.
Heartbeats, bone, and a love that was written in your DNA code. Y'all the love God gave me, Moses with the stone. Tell the truth, y'all save me, put me on the road. When I didn't have GPS, I followed y'all like the North Star to my happiness. I see the God in you, and know it's guarding you. He put your daddy's heart and your mom's regarding you. Go far and do, love hard and true. Don't be worried about your failures, they just carving you into the image of your higher self, I and I birthright. That's why your daddy on the road and he work nights to pay you back for reminding me to search life. Find every hidden gem lurking in the dirt like air to me. Every word, every act, every utterance I'll come up with is hearing me. Like father, like daughter, like
whatever
son.
Whatever you want or need, yeah. You've got the best of me. Unconditional love, like father, like son. Believe and you'll achieve whatever you wanna be, even against all odds, like father, like son. Ooh, 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 ah. Like father, like son.
Nature, it's my blessing to raise you. Born 77 perfection, we named you. Two queens by your side, let me introduce you. Your physical pride, y'all are my future. Learn from my experience, advance for me. Cause the man I was before was not the man that you see. And I see the way you move, you got my tendencies. Energy's magnetic to attract what you need. I was there for your first breath, your first word and your first step. Your first fade, first grade, taught your first kick, first form and first punch. Took your first trip and I packed your first lunch. True indeed, you was born as a master. Teach your lessons, you could teach me after. I promise you the best of what I got you gonna get, cause you're the three reasons that I got no regrets.
Whatever you want or need, you've got the best of me. Unconditional love, like father, like son. Believe and you'll achieve whatever you wanna be, even against all odds, like father.
You're now listening to WMRN.